The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick are the perfect way to start your morning.
And the perfect night for your end-of-year parties can only be had at Tabcorp Park, Melton.
Christmas race night at the Trots is Saturday, December 10th.
For bookings and more info, visit tabcorppark.com.au.
Yes, today the big show. We're doing it for the kids. The big telethon morning. Our phones are open, 13, 10, 60. We're giving it a real push today. We are ensuring that no kids go without presents this Christmas. Melbourne, we've often say this, we get around each other, and there are families doing it tough, and we just can't have it at this time of year. So the smallest donations, everything contributes to make what will change people's Christmas and bring that magic. Now,
did you say 13, soccer?
Sorry, what? Just quickly, 13, 10, 60. We've got a tally room out there. Do you call it that, a telethon room?
Yeah, tally room.
A tally room.
We stole them off the Royal Children's Hospital. That's worse. That is worse than when our boss Mando dressed up as a bee.
Now, James Blake is dressed up as an elf, one of Santa's elves. He doesn't look happy about it, though. What's happened here?
Come here, boy.
It was a directive from on high. So
you've been told by Man Mando?
Yeah, sort of C-suite sort of stuff. Dress up as the elf. Come on. Hey,
if you want to work here next year, you got to dress up as an elf. Show your commitment, son.
And even that's not a guarantee. So.
Oh, no, James. Oh.
Could go back and make some presents.
Oh, that's so funny.
Come here, boy.
13, 10, 60, our tally room.
I know, you know.
Where's the back of those pants?
We've got so many people out there taking calls. You can also head to fox.com.au and register.
Yeah.
Yes. 1019
The Fox.
Today, and we do it for the kids.
We are. No kids are getting left behind this Christmas, because Christmas is about kids and that magic on Christmas morning. But we know families are doing it tough, and you might be listening right now and have had a really tough year, tough few years, let's be honest. So we are getting around all the families that need a little bit of extra help this Christmas. With the help of Anglicare Victoria, we're going to make sure all those kids get their presents. And we've opened the phone lines. The tally room is open. It's buzzing this morning. We've got Michael in Melton. Hi, Michael.
Morning, guys. Morning.
Michael.
Morning.
Michael, are you ringing to donate?
Yes, I'm donated $100.
Oh,
yabba dabba do.
So lovely. Thank you, Michael. Big yabba dabba do to you this morning. And we really appreciate that. And as we said, that's so generous, $100. But every little bit counts, and it makes a difference. So head to fox.com.au. You can donate as little as $5. And if everyone just did $5, we will
make millions.
Knock this out of the park. And we've got a very special guest in the studio who's just popped in this morning, Ant from Bounce. Hi, Ant.
Good morning. Hi again.
I was just saying to you, I just feel like I'm always at your place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just feel like going, I reckon I'm at Bounce at least once a fortnight at the moment.
Did you go to the Glen Iris one?
Glen Iris, yeah.
I go there too.
Yeah.
I'm
and the Keysborough one I've been to.
And is it Blackburn?
Blackburn,
yeah. Yeah, I've been in Blackburn a bit. Blackburn and Glen Iris, yeah. But Glen Iris a lot.
Yeah, that's good.
Brilliant. I'm never at your place, but it's nice.
I know, but we're always at your place. But Bounce, I mean, such a go-to for kids and such an incredible place that, and we were saying this before, like for kids' parties particularly, it's the go-to because kids love it.
My son Charlie just had his fourth birthday at the Essendon Fields one the other week, and he was just at his mate's birthday there on the weekend. So a lot of weekends at Bounce.
I reckon I got more Bounce socks at home than normal socks.
I agree.
Because the kids never take them, so you didn't have to rebuy them. Those socks with little holes, the things on the bottom of them.
So, yep. Ant, your whole business is centered around kids. So you obviously connect with this and wanted to come in and maybe donate something.
Yeah, massively. We donated a bit last year after just hearing it on the radio on the way in, and actually spoke to the Anglicare guys earlier this week. And heard some stories about the impact, particularly the impact of the passes for those who wouldn't have otherwise got anything, and what they got out of the sessions and how they felt afterwards. So we're pretty keen to repeat all that.
Oh, that is so lovely of you and so generous. And we've been listening to a lot of the people who benefited from the money we raised last year. And that it makes such a difference to hear these parents say, we wouldn't have had that for our kids. So thank you for everything you've done. And what would you like to donate this year?
I think we jumped straight to the punchline last year, so we won't draw it out. But I'd love to do exactly the same again. Last year we gave 100 passes away, and we'll do that again, definitely. It's a good present.
Yeah, great present.
And we'll give $10,000 away again as well.
Wow. And that is so generous. $10,000, 100 bounce passes. That is so generous. Thank you so much. For businesses like you that get around something like this and show that you care, that's incredibly generous. Thank you.
Yeah, Brendan, you're welcome. Thanks
well done,
me.
That's huge. Melbourne, massive. If you are in a place to donate, fox.com.au all morning, 13 10 60, phone lines, they remain open.
And odds are I'm going to see Ant somewhere on the weekend.
Thanks, mate. Thank
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
For the kids, Christmas it will be for the kids.
Christmas is all about the kids enjoying Christmas and getting that special magic on Christmas morning when they're opening presents. And we know how tough it is for a lot of families at the moment. And Christmas can be daunting. It can be stressful when you know that you don't have enough money to even pay bills, let alone get your kids presents that you know will make their day and bring that special magic. So we are doing this, Melbourne, and thanks to you, and a big thank you to everyone who's ringing in to donate. The tally room this morning is buzzing. It's going off. Look at everyone on the phones. I can just we've got some donations ready to go. Ross in Carrum Downs. Hey, Ross.
Yeah. Ross,
go. There, Ross. Oh, someone's talking to Ross. No?
You've got Rossy now. Ross. How are you, mate?
Hello.
G'day, Ross.
Ross. Hey.
How you going, guys?
Good.
Did you want to donate?
Yeah, I want to donate $200 from the Dizzy Greek Backyard Barbecue Group.
What was that, Ross? Dizzy Greek
Backyard Barbecue Group. Yeah, it's just a Facebook page that you get on and show off your backyard barbecue cooking.
Oh, what a fantastic! that sounds fun. And how much are you donating?
I'd like to donate $200.
Well done,
Ross. Thank you. That is so generous of you. We really appreciate that. And we've got Carly in Blackburn. Hi, Carly.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Carly. Would you like to donate for the kids this Christmas?
Yes, we would love to, please.
Oh, thank you so much. How much did you want to?
We want to donate $200, wow. $100 from each of my kids.
Oh, well that's done. What are your kids' names?
Harry and John T.
Harry!
Great names, Carly. Two cracking names. Solid, Harry and Jonty, thank you so much. $100 each. And so did you also want Josiah to take his top off, Carly? Huh?
Yes, please. I'm taken, but for all the other single ladies out there, I think you should do it.
Yeah.
$200.
We'll
be posting a photo of that very shortly, Carly. Thanks for your
fantastic.
$200.
Great cause.
Keep the calls coming. 13 10 60. If you're not able to call, you can head to fox.com.au and click on donate now. And as we said, just a few dollars is all it's going to take to make a difference.
And Josiah's doing that for the mums.
Now, we've been hearing some incredible stories over the last few weeks because it's one thing to think about donating money to kids in need, but when you hear firsthand what people have gone through and the difference it's making, and we've heard from a lot of families that benefited from the money we raised last year and the difference it made to their kids. And we've got Shauna in the studio from Anglicare Victoria, and we are partnered with Anglicare Victoria, who do an incredible job looking after families and these kids. And Shauna, you've benefited yourself in the past. You've obviously had a tough life at times.
Yeah, I did. So back in 2016, I was 15 years old. Me and my siblings were taken out of care. We really had a tough life to the point that we didn't really have good Christmases. Our parents weren't really all there, if I should say. Every Christmas it was either we could open the presents or we weren't allowed to touch them and all that stuff. But right as we went into care, my mum, she's amazing, she gave us a big Christmas. So
Aww. Shauna. Yeah. Oh, no, no, that's understandable. When you say your mum, your foster mum that took you in.
Yeah.
And that just even seeing the emotion on you right now, because Christmas is about that and it's about kids having that special feeling on Christmas Day and the fact that you got to experience it. You must know right now that we've got to make that happen for kids who are like you.
Donating is going to help all kids in care. Not many people have enough money. I was fortunate enough that my mum spent almost all her money on us. She took me and my four siblings in, so that was like six of us in the house. So,
wow.
Oh, yeah. A three, four-bedroom house. So
Whoa. She
turned the second bedroom into a bunk bedroom for my little siblings later on down the track. But, yeah, my mum spent so much money on us. She decorated the Christmas tree. She put the wreath up. She got us a whole lot of presents to the point that the whole lounge room was filled. We had a walkway that was barely there. down the track, it started going lower because of not only income, but we were getting older and my siblings didn't really stay that long. So there wasn't as many of us in the house as there were before. So now this year, me and my sister are in charge of Christmas.
Oh, that's so good.
It's gotten to the point that my mum wants to have a Nightmare Before Christmas Christmas tree.
Really?
So me and my mum have been decorating. Haven't started that yet. We start that tonight. But
as you see,
I love my mum.
As you can see, Boxy, the money absolutely benefits Melbourne homes because if we didn't do this and Anglicare weren't there, you wouldn't have been able to go into a foster and have a beautiful, Christmas like you are now.
Me and my siblings, we were part of kinship, so because mum was a family friend of my sister. Were part of kinship care and we didn't really have Anglicare until I turned 17. But that was like way down the track after my siblings left, so mum didn't really have a lot of support back then. She spent a whole lot on us and I to just give back is all I can say is give back to the kids in care that need help, that need that support, as well as parents that don't have enough money to help their kids have a good Christmas. Donating is going to help that for families that really need it, and especially
Shauna, you sharing that. And
it's
thank you so much. You've really opened up and made yourself quite vulnerable here. And we really appreciate it because we have no doubt that you just sharing your story is going to generate so much. 131060, call in now, donate, head to our Fox website. And I think it's so important to point out, we're not after big donations. If everybody donates a little bit, and we've been hearing, Shauna, all these kids call in with their pocket money and their birthday money, but just seeing the emotion on you and your face, the difference it made to your Christmas, knowing that there were presents and you were made to
feel
special.
Just to help out, I do want to donate $200.
Oh, what? That is so beautiful.
It's really on behalf of what my mum done for me and my siblings.
Oh, sure.
I want to give back in some way, so thought might as well donate today.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Shauna, for sharing and for donating.
Well done.
And Melbourne, let's all get around each other and all the families in need who need that little bit of extra help to make Christmas magic for the kids. Thank you, Shauna, for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I hope everyone has a very, very lovely Christmas this year. Hopefully we get to our donation goal.
We will.
And hopefully all families and children get all the presents that they would love.
Oh, yeah.
101.9 The Fox. For the kids, no matter where they're from, they're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
Doing it for the kids, raising money for families who are doing it tough this Christmas and making sure that all kids have that special magic on Christmas morning, presents under the tree. 131060, we are taking your donations. The tally room out there is in meltdown. Melbourne, you are so generous. And beautiful stories of people giving back. They don't even have much, but they're like, I know what that feels like. So if I can give $5, $20 here or there, and it is making such a huge difference. We've got Tanya from Taylor's Lakes. Hey, Tanya.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tanya, are you happy to donate?
We are happy to donate. I have my boys in the car with me. We're doing school drop-off, Christian and Xavier.
G'day, boys.
Hi.
Hey, Christian. Hey, Xavier.
Hey.
Good morning. They're a little bit nervous.
Oh, that's so... And how wonderful. Did they want to donate some money, boys?
Yes. How much do we want to donate, boys?
$100.
Oh, bang. Beautiful. Great job, guys. Thank you so much. So wonderful, too, Tanya, to hear kids giving to other kids. Wonderful messaging.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that, Tanya.
Well done, Tanya.
We're just crossing to the tally room now. Leon, hello.
Hello. Hey, Karina in West Footscray, thank you so much for your donation. Also, DJ Matty Main from Mornington, he's on the Gold Coast streaming us right now doing schoolies. He's just donated as well.
Wow. Oh, DJ Matty Main.
What a legend.
I love that. What's he doing up on schoolies?
What are you doing?
Still going, I think.
Oh, wow.
It's DJ.
That is so cool. Cheers, DJ. Thank you. And now we have is this our Luch? Your Luch?
Oh, not mine.
My friend Lucia and Charlie.
Hello.
Oh, Luch.
Luch.
Hi, she sounds
hot. Hello, bud. How are you?
I'm just well.
What's that?
Hi, baby.
Hey.
Oh, this is Nick. If you don't realise, this is my Nick's little son. Little boy, Charlie, hey, Charlie, and his beautiful wife, Lucia.
Hello.
Hey, Char, would you like to donate some money?
I donated all of my money box.
Oh, all of your money box.
Hey, Charlie, if you've got a hot mum, you donate.
Okay, you've got $93. $93.
What?
The money box.
That's so generous. Oh, beautiful.
What's that, Char?
We give it to all the kids.
Now, Charlie, Luch, is this true? Charlie had another idea this morning to donate some extra money.
Yeah, special idea.
Yeah.
What did you want to say? Try again. Band-aid.
No, that's
he's
going to
donate if Josiah gets a Band-Aid on.
Sorry.
How much money, Charlie?
Come on.
Nah, it's not happening.
If Josiah wears a Band-Aid.
Yeah. How much, Charlie?
Daddy would take $200.
$200.
$500.
$500,
Charlie. I'll donate $500, not two.
He's got to put a Band-Aid on.
Double it.
Band-Aid.
Josiah wears a Band-Aid. Nick donates $500. I love it.
Come on, Josiah. Okay,
he goes,
$1,050. Yes, Charlie.
Well done.
That's $1,050.
I'll only do it if I can do it with my eyes shut and someone else puts it on me.
Yeah, I can do that. Pass
for $500. Not Fev. Someone else.
$1,050. Charlie said.
No. Charlie, stop saying numbers, bro.
If anyone listening,
that was all him.
Stop saying numbers, Charlie. I've got a phobia. If anyone doesn't realise.
Oh yeah, sorry. Josiah has a genuine phobia of Band-Aids, and Fev is taking the Band-Aid off.
It's for the kids, Josiah.
Oh, this is amazing.
No, not on my head.
Josiah's freaking out.
Come on.
Hurry up.
He's putting it on, Charlie.
Josiah.
Yay.
There's a Band-Aid on Josiah. he's going to try reach. He can't go.
For everyone out there, make sure you keep calling in to 131060. We'll take your calls. We've got the telethon out there. Fifi, what's next?
More stuff on the show next.
Oh, beautiful. Off to a song.
Press the green button.
1019, The Fox.
Doing it for the kids this Christmas, 131060. The tally room is buzzing out there. We can't thank you enough, Melbourne, for getting around this cause. We feel very passionately about this. We're all parents here in the studio, and we know the magic of Christmas should not be denied to any children. And we know also that there's lots of families, and you might be listening right now, doing it tough at this time of year. And the fact that there are parents just struggling to put food on the table, let alone make sure their kids have a great Christmas with presents. We can't have this happen. So we are doing everything we can, and we're raising so much money.
Where are they? Donations.
What was that? What did you just do?
I was just being Shakespeare.
Where art thou?
Not where
You're
art thou.
You're referring to Anne Juliet.
Yeah. I was just trying to be
smart. A theatrical production that kicks off.
Is this happening a lot, Faith?
I mean, Rob's Millsy.
Robsy.
The hoops I have to jump to after that.
Robsy and Robsy.
You would argue I was seamlessly leading into an intro.
It was beautiful.
For you two.
Yeah, that's nice.
Then,
pick it up.
I felt like you were talking for ages
and
I wanted to jump in.
On the Eastern Freeway and someone just yanked the handbrake and now the car's spun off the road.
And everyone goes, wow, that was awesome.
Look who's walked into the studio. Rob Millsy Mills and Bobby Fox, two of our premier Australian entertainers.
Thank you so much
for coming in this morning, guys.
Thanks so much for having us and doing doing the work that you're doing this morning for Anglicare. I'm hearing that you're raising well over $50,000 at the moment so far.
It's going off. Well done, guys. We are so grateful to not only everyone donating, but even to donate your time because this time of year, you two are in demand. And you're in demand because, can I just point out, if anyone wants to see the two of you performing at the Kings of Christmas, one show only. You're going to be at Costa Hall in Geelong.
Yep.
That's Sunday, December 18th.
Towards the week before Christmas.
I hope you're wearing these suits because those suits are everything.
This is actually just what we wear normally. We have a completely different costume for the show.
Yeah, as soon as December 1st goes around, I just wear this.
This is it. Might as well.
Some people put up trees, tinsel. This is us. We just wear Christmas
very
all the time.
Dapper.
And yeah, I love that you're kind of interchangeable. You're kind of the same person interchangeable. Like Bev just referenced that you've been announced, Millsy, you are going to be starring in Anne Juliet, a much anticipated production next year in Melbourne.
Thank you very much.
You've been in Hairspray.
Yeah.
So then Millsy's got to step away from Hairspray. Who
what are you
walks
gonna do?
Into his role?
Corny Collins. As Rhonda calls you.
So the role is Corny Collins. Rhonda Birchmore calls me Leper Corny Collins.
And you're in green?
And I'm in green. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. No, I'm stepping in. We start in Adelaide in December. The day after Kings of Christmas in Geelong.
Yeah.
He's already learned the show.
I've already learned it. I've done 2 weeks of rehearsals, learned the show. We do Costa Hall in Geelong, and then I fly to Adelaide the next day to start Hairspray there as Corny Collins, or Leper Corny Collins, as Rhonda likes to say.
Do either of you go up to fellow cast members at any stage and go, who's better? Like, am I? You know,
I will.
Yeah, of course you will. Yeah.
Because Rob will be not in there. The building. Yeah. It's been an act so far. It's been very friendly backstage. Hopefully just my lilting Irish accent gives me that little edge.
Well, you say better, but you've been sent to Adelaide for Christmas, so you're clearly naughty this year.
This is true. It's the equivalent of a lump of coal. No, I'm only joking. We love Adelaide.
No, we don't. It's a poop hole. Adelaide?
Adelaide's beautiful. We love Adelaide.
Just got good wine. That's it. That's all they've got. And great musicals.
And great stars of musicals.
And speaking of, the musicals, Anne Juliet opens next year in Melbourne.
That's going to be really exciting.
I'm very excited. Playing the bard, William Shakespeare. With an incredible cast, Casey Donovan, Amy LaPalma.
Have you ever done any Shakespeare? Like the beginning of this interview.
I'll be able to teach you, bro.
Where are they?
Easy. Fev, I'll come to Fev.
I'll give you my dialogue.
Where are they?
Where are they? No, I've done no Shakespeare.
Me neither.
But love it.
Yeah, of course.
But this is a modern take on Romeo and Juliet. So and all the songs are by a guy called Max Martin. If you don't know him,
you know his music.
He wrote everything for Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Jesse J, Britney Spears, Celine Dion, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato.
Yeah, he's a good
every
man,
pop song.
Mato.
Like he's written.
He's doing okay.
Words.
So what we're saying is he's doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, he's you got boys, promise. One of my favorite days of the year is the carols.
Yep.
Christmas Eve. Yeah. Now, you boys are singing again this year.
We are.
Yeah. What's your favorite carol to sing? Do you get to choose what you want to sing, or do you?
Do you know what? We were practicing in the car on the way here.
Really?
Because we hadn't practiced because we haven't done this song in 2 years.
Give us a little bit.
No.
You'll be hearing it.
It's coming up. But when we were in the car, we were blaring it out of the car. 1st of December, we had the windows down.
Everyone,
it's 7:30 in the morning.
In their suits?
I got revved up. Yeah, I got full Christmas revved up. It was great. It's the Robbie Williams, Jamie Cullum. So here it is. Merry Christmas, everybody. It was a huge hit over in the UK. Massive number one for years and years. So I think that's one of my favourites. That got me amped up this morning. So I'm going
to
go with that.
I could listen to your lilting Irish accent all day.
I've got a new nickname.
Someone's melting over there.
Robert, we've sold one ticket.
Yeah. That's great.
I got a new nickname, Carol McGregor. What do you think?
Okay.
Irish Christmas theme. Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I got it.
The carols.
We got it, mate.
I'm now seeing where aren't they? Go better than that.
Hey, there's only one bloke in this show that can bring it down, and that's me. We don't need two.
Starting to understand why there's three hosts. Yeah. So when one throws in an idea.
What's the one who keeps trying to bring it back on track? Can I just also mention, Millsy, you have a book out, Putting on a Show.
Yes.
And this is such a raw, incredible, obviously autobiography of your life.
Yeah. Or sort of. It's sort of like part memoir, but mainly it's sort of more like, I don't know if you read Lee Sales' Any Ordinary Day.
No, I haven't read it.
Beautiful book. Where she does a bunch of interviews with people who've gone through traumatic experiences. Oh. The traumatic stuff is sort of my stuff, but I interview all these incredible people about what it is to be an Aussie man. Trying to tackle masculinity, manhood, mateship, how blokes are sort of living in this sort of post-Me Too world, and what are the archetypes of Aussie men these days? We're not the beach blonde Bondi surfer bloke. We're not the Jackie Howe wearing sheep shearer bloke. Well, some of us are. but like, what are they? I don't quite identify with any of those. And how do we progress? How do we be better humans and better blokes? And what can we learn from it? And also, how can we get our mental health in order? So that's, So just sort of a deep dive and a bit of self-reflection.
What a legend. Frost at the pub, have
great
a bet,
book.
Have a parlour.
Well, that's, I mean, that's
lad's day.
Yeah, that's, I mean, obviously you need
I
help.
Think that's what he's challenging. Lads.
Bev, you're the other guy, I'll be giving you a copy of the book.
Yeah, have a picture version.
Bobby,
escapism.
No books to plug.
Not this year. I might have to throw it in next year. It'll be called Putting on Another Show.
it's the Life and Times of Robert Bob.
Yeah, it's basically the same book, but it has an Irish accent inbuilt.
I should have got you to do the
audio book.
Yes.
Oh, damn it. Millsy, Bobby, we've got you in here. Now, we were going to be at Fed Square this morning for a massive big show, and to have a musical act there is so important. We would have had thousands of people, but then the soccer spoiled that and all the
carry-on. Well, not spoiled it. Can we just give a shout out to the Socceroos? Sorry, this is very exciting for the country.
It is very exciting.
Great for soccer, great for football. Like, this is huge. Australia won last night.
We've all had a turn to stuff up now.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I don't know if you heard us this morning, but Fee does the sports report because she's the sports person in our team.
Okay, so same as my partner, Tani. Yeah, yes. You're very sporty.
She said Australia has won a big football game over in Qatar against that team. It was the final, and we went through.
100% factually accurate. Yeah. Thank you.
But we're not at Fed Square because of that. And but it's such a special morning. We did want to have some music, some live music. And boys, you are about to. Now, what are you going to perform for us?
Bit of Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. So here it is. It was a part of Robbie Williams' album a few years ago with Jamie Cullum. So Rob and Bob, I think, just sort of sits into it quite nicely.
Perfect. Okay,
we just elevate it.
Of course.
You elevate everything. And we are about to get you to walk out of the studio, boys. Okay. The microphones are set up there. There they go. Millsy and Bobby are...
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
See you. Merry Christmas!
Enjoy this.
Oh, good fun, Boxy.
They are great fun. That's the kind of energy you want around Christmas. And get around the boys. You can see Rob and Bobby at the Kings of Christmas. One show only at Costa Hall in Geelong. That's on Sunday, December 18. Tickets at geelongartcentre.org.au.
Millsy left his phone in here.
Oh, gosh, he did too.
I wonder if Paris's numbers are
on. We're crossing outside the studio. The boys are ready to perform. Take it away.
God, can you believe it? Everyone's here?
Whoa.
We're doing it for the kids?
Let's do it for the kids. Let's do it, man.
It's Christmas.
First day of Christmas. Let's go.
Are you hanging up your stockings on the wall?
You can now. December the 1st.
It's a time when every Santa has a ball.
Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer?
Does it rock up on a sleigh?
Do the fairies keep him sober for the day?
And so here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
For your family to ride.
Many of us are. Yes, we are.
Are you sure you've got the room to spare inside?
Plenty of space, everyone, plenty of space.
Amen.
Does your granny always tell you
all the time
the old songs are the best?
Yeah.
Then she's up and rock and rolling with the rest. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun. So what will your daddy do when he sees your mama kissing Santa Claus?
Oh.
Yeah,
are
yeah,
you hanging up your stockings on the wall?
Oh, are you hoping that the snow will start to fall?
In what this year? To be right on down the hillside.
Then them hair on your head, then you've been slayed. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
Two more times, two more kicks.
So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun.
That's what we're doing.
Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
One more time, everybody. Come on now, let's have it.
So here it is.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Everybody's having fun.
Everybody's having fun.
Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
Mate, we're kings of Christmas. We're doing it again.
Yes, we are.
Sunday, 18th of December.
In Geelong at Costa Hall.
Come along, everybody. See, we're going to have
Merry
a
Christmas,
great
guys.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Bob.
Thanks for being
Thanks,
a good
guys.
Sport.
Cheers, well done, Anglicare.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's happening.
This Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick.
Phoebe, Bev and Nick love the holiday season.
And it wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Christmas race night at the Trots. Enjoy live music, outdoor bar, food trucks, free kids rides and so much more. Head to tabcorppark.com.au for bookings and more info.
Phoebe, Bev and Nick.